Blog Talk Radio.
CBR.
I'd like to welcome everybody CBR. To CBR.
It's CBR.
That's championship battle CBR. Rap for those who don't know.
CBR.
Shout out to PL12 CBR. For the track.
It's CBR.
It's Real Talk Radio. Championship battle rap.
CBR the show. Interviews is the format.
Live battles on deck.
You gotta earn your respect.
So you strive for the best.
Your skills get put to the test.
We got top notch talent. Chopping it up with us.
Get your tracks played live on the air for air listeners.
Don't nobody give you live exclusives like CBR.
This show is too remarkable. Hip hop is where it starts.
Trying to raise the bar. We on the mission like Tom Cruise. MC's fighting for the title. And plus he got Mark News.
Get the latest trending topic in the world of hip hop. This is Real CBR. Other clones, y'all need to stop.
Now introducing the undisputed hip-hop battle rap talk radio champions of the world, CBR!
All right, there we go. That's what I'm talking about, man. Welcome to CBR, that's championship battle rap, here on It's Real Talk Radio. I am your host, T Real. Nizzy Nate, where you at?
What up?
Nizzy Nate, my good co-host. We here, we in the building. And before we even get started, let me just right away just go ahead and explain what happened the other day. Basically, we had the show set, everything. You know, we had Fat Boy Rao, he our guest for the night. We had him on the line. Everything was a go. Everything was everything. And then we had technical difficulties with the switchboard, and we weren't able to air because the switchboard was going haywire. Like, it wouldn't let us unmute ourselves or nothing. Like, it was locked down. Called tech support, got left on hold, and then it went from being left on hold to we're closed now. And I'm sitting here pissed like, are you freaking kidding me? You know, for a whole hour, you know, I waited to speak to tech support, and then they closed on me, and I didn't get to speak to nobody. You know, so it was shut down for the whole night. And, you know, 3 days later, Friday night, we here, and we back up and running, so we back on track, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just to let everybody know that wasn't us. That was BTR, not us. But with that said, we here, we back, and we're going to have the show that we was going to have Tuesday, our exclusive with Fat Boy Rao. You know what I mean? I know what we do, CBR, man. We chop it up, man. We have a good time. We introduce new talent to the world. You know what I mean? So we ain't going to waste no time. Without further ado, the man of the hour, Mr. Fat Boy Rao.
What's good with you? What's good?
What's popping, Rao?
How y'all doing?
Oh, man, I can't even complain, man. I'm just glad that, you know what I mean, we able to do this now. I'm glad there ain't no more of the
action. Man.
We
it
can,
was all back,
we
but
can
it's
get
all good,
down
man.
To it now. You feel me?
Yeah, it's all good. It was a whole back, but we good. We straight now.
Yes, sir. What's that Cali weather like, man? You know, I'm over here
right
in Remo, and the weather
right
is
now,
crazy
we at
nice
100.
Today.
We like 101 right now.
Oh, God.
Straight sun, just beaming.
Roasted over there.
I'm a little light-skinned, though, so I'm cool. I feel sorry for all the dark-skinned brothers and sisters.
don't do that, because it's going to be light-skinned power, because my co-host, Nizzy Nay, she light as a feather herself, so this is going to be... I'm going to be on the outside looking in because I'm dark.
Yeah, I'm man.
White power
to
over here.
We never seen snow over here.
Man, so we got a bunch to talk about tonight, man. First of all, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on here, and I just appreciate your patience, the way you held it down. You ain't complained. You stayed patient. You waited. But the other day when we were having technical difficulties,
man.
You waited patiently, and then We ended up setting it up for the day. No complaints. You came through. You ain't complained or bickered not one time. I can appreciate that, especially from a fellow Negro, because one thing about black people, man, complain all the freaking time. That's all we do is complain.
Yeah, man,
so whenever I see a humble, down-to-earth black person that don't complain and they patient, I respect it that much more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm just – everybody – it always happens. Something always happens. So, you know, I'm already knowing this, and things happen with me, so I'm already knowing how it go, man. So I would never, ever try to put no type of pressure on anybody that's just trying to get something done for me at the same time.
My man. So let's get into this battling, man. I had the pleasure of seeing some of your battles, you know what I mean? I seen you doing your thing. I seen you get crazy crowd reaction. I just seen the whole crowd not even let you rap for like 15 seconds, you know what I mean? I seen you wow the crowd, you know what I mean? That's definitely what it is, man. Battle rap is my thing. I respect what battle rappers do, you know what I mean? And ever since I got into battle rap, as far as a fan, it made me change the way I approach hip-hop. Because, like, I rap, too. I don't battle, but I rap. And it literally inspired me and made me change the way I construct my bars. I try to focus a lot more on punching harder in my rhymes now from seeing what people like yourself, what y'all do. You know what I mean? So it's very inspirational. And I was wondering, how long you been doing this?
Man, I've been rapping, period. I've been rapping since I was, like, fifth grade. My mom helped me first write my first talent show. Battle rapping, I've been doing since high school, so that's probably about a good 10 years ago when I started high school freshman year, 2006. So that was about 9-10 years ago. So that's when I really started getting on cam with it. It's been about a good 2 years now that I'm actually on camera and getting a lot of exposure with it.
Hmm. Why? That's what it is. And how many battles would you say you have on camera at this point?
On this point, it's pretty low. I got about 3 or 4, and then a couple music videos if you want to add in there. That's just pure bars. But battles, I got about 3 or 4 good ones.
Oh, why? That's what it
is.
I got
2 battles in September. Actually, 3 battles. September 5th. I got a battle in L.A. That's on camera, my main event. September 12th, I got another battle. That's in Visalia, California. I'm a main event. And then if you ever heard of A-Hat, I'm going to do an A-Hat battle September 26th in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we just had O.D. on the show. You know what I mean? I just got finished chopping it up with O.D. the other night. So
yeah, so I'm going to try to be get in there, be a factor in there, and
That's gonna be a good look, cause they're doing some good things over there. Ahad, which division? You going to the Vegas division?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go to the Vegas division, cause I haven't really been outside of California. Everybody want me to go outside of California, but this is gonna be my first actual out of state ranking West Coast.
Mm.
Oh, why? That's what's up, man. How you feeling?
Yeah.
You feel a little nervous or you confident?
Nah,
you ain't even thinking twice about it.
I ain't nervous. I mean, I get nervous when I get there. You know, everybody have a little nervousness, but I'm really trying to kill. That's what my whole thing is. I'm trying to get to the East Coast and wow the East Coast, because the East Coast is the mecca of this, you know. And I'm really trying to get to the East Coast and wow the East Coast. So, I know what I'm starting for. I know what I'm going for. I know my goals. I know my plans. And I'm going to just try to achieve it.
Right, exactly. I mean, I would be crazy to see you come down to the East Coast and, you know what I mean, and get it popping.
Oh, yeah, I got much love for the East Coast. Much love for the East Coast.
Yeah, man. Do you have, as far as the battle rappers that's popping right now, do you have any ones that stand out to you? You like, oh, I respect dude is nice, dude got bars. You have any battle rappers that's popping right now that you respect their craft?
Right now I respect Daylight Craft. Without his antics, that's crazy. I respect Danny Myers. His recent battles has been crazy. Shotgun Suge, his last 2 battles against T-Top, And I want to say, is it Danger? I think he really blossoming. So them, and then Arsenal. Arsenal's my dude too, man. And Charlie Clips.
Yeah, they are. Everybody you named is official, like top tier. You can't even if you don't like them, you can't take it away that they are like some of the main faces in battle rap right now.
Yeah, true.
And you know what? You said Daylight. Speaking of Daylight, did you hear that track with him and Drake going at Meek Mill?
I didn't hear the track. I heard a couple songs, but I never heard the track.
YouTube. It's on Vlad TV. Vlad TV's YouTube page. A lot of people, everybody saying Drake got two diss songs to Meek. No, he got three because he got one with him and Daylight going at Meek Mill.
I didn't
thought you might have heard that.
You
got like millions of views and everything.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I was saying it got millions of views and all that. And it's like a sleeper because a lot of people, everybody's saying Drake got two diss songs to Meek. And I'm like, you forgot about the one with Daylight. And
they're saying
his name and everything. Like, they called him out. It's crazy. You got to hear it. It's crazy.
Yeah. I seen Daylight go at him on Instagram and stuff like that, but I didn't know they had a third song out. That's crazy.
Yeah, it been out. It came out around the time that Back to Back and Charged Up came out. It actually been out. It's a quiet sleeper. You know what I mean? Check that out when you get a chance.
I know Jeff will.
And you know what that was leading up to? What is your thoughts? I mean, you're a rapper, you're an MC and a battle rapper. What are your thoughts on that whole Drake Meek Mill? Since that's the latest rivalry battle going on in hip hop, what was your thoughts? It seems like it's over now, which is disappointing as a fan, but I expected so much more. But what did you think about the whole thing? How Meek kicked it off, the exposing, the ghostwriting, the songs. What was your thoughts on the whole Drake Meek Mill thing?
I think it's hip hop, man. I liked it. I think first off, since coming from a battle rap background, Meek Mill, I think that was a good call for him to call him out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't write your own material, that's kind of hard to deal with somebody that's writing material and really trying to go hard. You know, you got help. But at the same token, it's like that man making his money, let him make his money how he make his money, you know? I mean,
so,
I personally, I've ghost written for people before, so
okay.
I know
all
how
right,
that feels.
Yeah,
the same
so,
token.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, called you route a ghost.
Yeah, I didn't do that before. I know how that goes, and I know, you know, both situations, both sides. I just feel like if Meek came at him that hard, kept having some backup.
I mean,
basically saying that Meek, his shit was whack. Is that what you're saying? I hope that's what you're saying.
Meek shit, his songs, I didn't. I wasn't really fucking with him. I'm going to keep it true. But I feel like since he opened up his mouth that he should have came with some heat. Like, he should have came with fire. Drake came with two of them, you know?
Okay,
I was expecting
okay.
more. I ain't gonna lie. I was expecting more. I was disappointed as a fan. And everybody that's like,
them too, but
involved in hip hop, I'd be
yeah.
wanting to know what they thought about it. Because it's like that's Meek Mill. We seen him battle back in the day. You know what I mean?
He knows
how to fucking battle.
Rapper
come
to
on,
see that.
Man. Like,
it is
Meek,
disappointing
like,
as a battle rapper.
I bet it is.
If you call somebody else, you should be able to go for the full punch.
Who you thought would have won if they would have battled face to face? Acapella, no beat.
Who do I think?
Yeah, who you think would win in a face to face acapella real battle between Drake and Meek?
Meek Mill to win.
I was thinking that too. I think he probably because the aggression. I think Drake got better bars than Meek, but the aggression and the bullying plays so much. That's why a lot of people like Shotgun Sugar, because, like, his aggression and the way he just punked you, and I think that he would definitely try to punk Drake if they was face-to-face.
Exactly. So, yeah,
I would have to get points for that.
He'd get on Drake, but Drake, I mean, if Drake does write his own stuff, you know what I'm saying? Drake has nice penmanship. He has real nice penmanship, man. So, if that's his.
I mean, speaking of that, But go ahead, Nizzy.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying, speaking of that, I mean, you said you've ghostwritten before, and we've seen that Drake has gotten exposed, and from my understanding of it, it's not even like an argument. Like, everybody's saying, like, yeah, it's true that Drake didn't write everything that you heard, all the songs. They said certain songs that he did have a ghostwriter. And I was thinking, like, well, if it's the stuff where he's singing, we don't care about that. But if it's the rapping and the bars, we do care about that. And I've been doing posts on Facebook getting feedback from different people out there, some artists, some rappers, battle rappers, some just hip-hop fans. And, I mean, like, how do you really feel about ghostwriting? I know you've ghostwritten before, but do you respect an MC in the same way if they don't write their own bars, if they have somebody write bars for them?
No, of course not. You think a ghostwriter is for, like, somebody like Dr. Dre or somebody like, not really the forefront man, but he's the one that can make shit happen, so the Birdmans or the P. Diddy,
somebody ghostwrite for Little John. You know, we cool with that.
If you want to be a real MC rapper, you want to be that person, then you can't have a ghostwriter because you're not authentic, you know? It's not real. You know, I'm looking at somebody that has made up rhymes from somebody else. That's not, you know what I'm saying? So I can't respect you if you want to be an MC on that. Now, if you just want to be an entertainer, you know what I'm saying, and you don't want to be crowned as the best rapper, the best lyricist, and you just want to be crowned for your songs, your hits, that's on the radio, then okay, then I could be like, okay, you're a pop artist. You get ghostwritten songs. A lot of pop artists got ghostwritten songs.
Right. And we okay with that.
I mean, exactly. If you look at it, sure, Nicki Minaj got ghostwriters for her pop songs. Like,
You cannot sit there
and tell me that no one in the industry doesn't have a ghostwriter, because if I'm in a studio with you and I have input on something and you use that input, now I'm classified as a ghostwriter. I actually helped you ghostwrite that song. I had an input on that. It ain't always got to be 100% like, oh, I just jacked his rod, just wrote his lines down. It can be anything. You know, they make it so easy to just say, this what this is. So, I mean, you never know exactly what is behind the story of what's going on with Quentin Miller.
Yeah. I think it's just that, like, his name's so big. Oh, that's straight. Like, he's considered...
I mean, I would hope it's not true.
Arguably the best rapper out right now. So I think that's why it's so much hype behind it, because of who it is.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you want to compare, like, Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole with him, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like that he's as good, as nice as Kendrick and J. Cole?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, see, now that the allegations came out that he may have a ghostwriter, I don't know. But I mean, game is nice and cold, but when you compare it to, like, Kendrick, I don't think, man. I watched The Breakfast Club a lot. I seen Charlamagne say that Drake was better than Kendrick, and I was like, nah. I can't let him slide with that, man.
I don't know about that. I still ain't heard nothing as ill as that Control verse. Ever since Kendrick dropped that, I haven't heard one rapper come with a better verse, and I'm not biased. Like, I'm not the biggest Kendrick fan, but I heard Eminem come back with a verse. Wasn't as hot. I heard everybody. M's verse wasn't even as hot to me. I thought the one that came the closest was Los. Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought his was the closest to Kendrick's, even over Eminem, and that's saying a lot. I'm not even going to
Los, where you from over there?
Yeah, B-More. But I ain't even B-More biased. Like, I just thought that he... Did you think Mose had the best response?
No, I did. Kendrick even said it at his lips, so yeah.
Yeah, Kendrick even... Yeah, you're right. Kendrick did say that. And that was a good moment for hip-hop at that point, because it's like, we cool with seeing features and camaraderie and stuff, but, I mean, the pride and the... The competitive nature of hip hop is still important, so we can't have everybody being friends. We need Drake versus Meek Mill, and you know,
we do.
Nicki versus Kim, and all. Like, we need that type of stuff. That's an important part of hip hop too. Everybody can't be best friends.
No, and we need that competition, man. That's why I'm doing this. So I need competition. I want that I want somebody to be like, man, I'm better than you, and I can go ahead and rip them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need that. That's the only way people grow, you know. A group, TM2, the Mind of Two, and me and my partner, we always competed against each other. So need competition. Competition is always good. Competition is growth.
When you say partner, are you implying like you have a rap partner?
I did, yes. I still do. We're not in a group anymore per se, but I still have a. He's my producer actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Nuke. Yeah, that's my producer.
All right, that's what it is. So, when it comes to the tracks that we hear from you, you have your own producer. So you rap to original beats then.
Yes, I do.
That's dope, man.
I can either I go mixtapes. And hop on somebody's beat and kill it real quick just to put it in them on their own track. Or I got a producer, man. My producer can cook something up for me real quick.
Ew, man. I mean, coming from somebody that raps himself, I'm like, you know, and I actually got a rap partner myself. Shout out to Mark too. It's like that's something we always wanted that we never had the pleasure of having. You know what I mean? Like our own in-house producer. So we work around, we just get beats, you know what I mean, from different people or different sources. Like, we don't have that luxury of going to our producer saying, all right, we want this type of joint. I mean, if we're going to go to a producer, it's like everybody else, we got to pay to play. But it's so nice to have that in-house producer that y'all on the same team. You blow, I blow,
yeah.
I believe in you, so I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to let you rock these tracks. And these exclusively for you because we're going to blow together. Like, I think that's real.
Exactly. That's exactly the vision, man. So that's exactly how I'm doing right now. I'm doing my battle rapping and I'm doing my music at the same token. So we're going to make both of those blow.
But do you have one? If it comes to, if they say, all right, you got to choose. You got to either be a successful battle rapper or a successful rapper. You can't have both. You got to drop one. Which one are you going to choose?
I started off making music. So, I mean, that's my whole thing. I will go with the music. I know how I got away with words. So I will go with my music, man. There's nothing like music.
I feel that. There's nothing
like some faking music. I can battle on the song if I wanted to. I can say my harsh stuff on a song if I wanted to. Me battle rapping is just basically proving that I'm better than any rapper that's out. That's my battle rapping standpoint. My music is more of, it's not really competition. Music is just for the love of it, you know, for the love of hip-hop. You know, I enjoy hearing my voice on a song. I enjoy talking about the things I talk about through a song. My battle rap is more for competition, more of me going against you, more of me word playing, you know. And I do think battle rap is more creative. Although I will go for music at the end of the day, I think battle rap is more creative.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I'm kind of
it's so different, right? Like when it comes to, because you remember back in the day, it used to be battling on beats was the thing, not a cappella. But if you're battling on a beat, that beat helps you create a rhythm. It helps you put the words together. Like, it helps you. Like,
it does.
The beat guides you. You know what I mean?
It
Without
does.
That beat, you got to create a all factor, a wow factor. Like, you got to create those moments yourself. You can't just have, oh, the beat stopped playing, and you said something, and then the beat came back, and everybody's like, oh, no, none of
exactly.
that. You got to create
that
those
guy.
Moments yourself.
Exactly. And then you got to also, with battle rap, you got to also, it's like I learned a lot with battle rapping, man. I learned how to control the crowd. You got to get the crowd to love you first. Forget whoever you battling, get the crowd to love you first. When the crowd loves you first, that's when you're going to have a good battle. No matter what you say, the crowd's going to ride that, man. So always have nice stage presence. Always get your crowd to go. So that's a hard thing that people follow by.
So would you say that is the most important thing about battle rapping? Because, look, this is all new to me. So I'm trying to get into it. It's, you know, it's a big process. But so what's the most important thing about battle rapping?
The most important thing I would say is you got to have bars. They will have the lyrics. You do. You have to have that because this is what this is about. percent of the lyrics, who has the better bars in battle rap, period. And then I think next with that is, do you have charisma? Do you have character? Can you have bars, but on top of that, have crowd control to make the crowd go with what you want to say?
So what's the difference? What's the difference between battle rapping and just you know doing the whole music thing, you know, making tapes and all that?
The difference is when I throw on a beat, I don't even have to know how to rap. You ought, if I throw on a nice enough beat that hits hard, automatically just nod your head and you may like it. Just you know, my lyrics don't mean nothing to you. You just like the beat. You like the way it sounds, so you like the producer. You don't really like me. Now, with battle rap, you actually going to have to like me because I'm actually giving you, like, bars. I'm actually creating an art form in front of you rather than you hearing. I'm creating it in front of you. I'm putting everything together in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I preach it to her, Raul, because she is, you know, just now really getting into battle rap. Like, I'm really introducing her, like, to, like, learn what the craft of battle rap is all about. And there's a lot more to battle rap than it is to hip-hop. Because, I mean, you could just make a little ABC rhyme to a nice beat and a little catchy hook, and that's it. You got to hit record. But you can't do that in battle rap. You better bring them bars, aggression, energy, charisma, metaphors, stage presence.
All that.
I mean, it's so many things. Some people even do antics. Like, it's so many strategies and ways to win a battle. The thing about battle rap is just because someone has better lyrics than somebody else does not mean that they'll win. Am I right, Raul?
Oh, yeah. That you're right, yeah. You can lose still being a better lyricist, man, if that crowd don't like you. I'm telling you, I know it because I lost my rent money, man. I had the bars was there, but my reaction to the crowd and how I did the crowd wasn't there. They felt like they was just looking at a robot rapping and it was boring to them, so everything flew overhead.
Yeah.
So,
man.
I know that's when I went home. I went home and studied because I lost rent. So I was losing rent again. I went home and studied. And a lot of the top-tier people, they get the crowd attention. I want the crowd to have the attention. I want the crowd to be turned up. I want the crowd to look at me in awe.
So how do you balance that? Like, because battle rapping is different. And then you have your other music, you know. You're a rapper, you're a hip-hop artist, you know. And then you got battle rap. And so how do you balance it? Because a lot of people, it's either one or the other. They don't usually do two.
Well, I'm going to keep it real with you. I've been doing both for a long time. Well, you know, about a good, a relatively long time. And I'm still an amateur. So I still have to find out exactly how to balance it. You know, I'm not going to say my music is 100% A1. If you like it, you like it. Working on it. So I exactly the answer to that question as far as balancing it out. I just know that when it music, you have to put yourself in a tone of the aggression has to be the aggression level lower. You know, it's not as much screaming. You have to actually sit enunciate your words because the microphone is going to catch it, and the microphone could put different ad-libs, you know, different parts and pieces to it that you didn't even hear, so.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, definitely. And when you, a studio performance and performing, like even performing in a studio and performing a song live on stage, not the same because in the studio, you're an MC, Raul, so you notice in the studio, oh man, your word came off funny right there. We got to bring that back. When you live,
exactly.
When you performing live, it ain't no bring it back. You're going to have to get it right there. But it don't have to be perfect.
Bring it
as
back.
Long as they
right.
hear you and your energy level there. But the studio, that's when you need that flawless victory.
Exactly. And then you have enough time to choke in a studio and still scratch it out, erase it, and put it back how you want to. You choke on that stage when you're battling, that's a done deal.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's it. You choke. It's like unless the other person's bars were so bad or that performance was so bad, that's an automatic L for that round. At least for that round.
Exactly.
At least for that round. And you,
exactly.
Hey, Ralph, you remember back in the Fight Club days, if you choke, they stop you. Up, you choke. Up,
yep,
nope,
they
cut you off. You don't even get no chance to bounce
next
back.
Next round.
Yep.
And I start doing it like that. I think they should keep it original like that because that'll keep people on their toes and keep prepared.
You know what I think it is, Ralph? I think because that money involved now, people paid to see that money. They like, no, I want to hear his bars. Don't go to the next round. Hold up. Let them bring it back because you got people that might have paid anywhere from $20 to $100 to get into the venue and to see their favorite battler, and they choke up. They only got like five, six bars out, and they choked and forgot their lines. It's like, all right, going to the other battler now, and it's like, damn, well, I paid really to see this person. So I think the money kind of like changed the direction of it.
Which is true, but you know what I think? I think if you're a top tier battling on the main stage and they're like paying that kind of money to see you, you shouldn't choke. You're professional. I feel like I know choking can happen to anyone, but most of the time when people choke, it's due to lack of preparation.
I think so too.
You know,
because I definitely agree with that.
I study so much. I got like I have battles back to back. Like I got a battle coming up back to back right now, back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? And I study so much on each of my rounds on a daily basis. Like, I really want this that I can say it in my sleep. I can wake up and instantly say it. You know what I'm saying?
My
it's like
man.
A speech almost. You know? So I think it's lack of preparation on their end. And I don't want to go see – I don't want to pay my money to go see somebody choke and they're supposed to be a top – you know? This is like a play. Do you want to go to a play and see the actors just choke and forget? And you don't want to see that.
Right.
You don't want to see a comedian choking. You don't want to see Kevin Hart choke and forget his joke.
Even though that would be funny as hell. That would be funny as hell, but I don't think it would be too funny for him.
Yeah, man. I feel like you should be professional, man, and you should really take the time to study. And then some of these rappers, what they would do is these top tier, the battle rappers, what they would do since they're getting a lot of money for some of these. They won't even put their time into it. You know, they won't even give their all. They'll just do a little bit there for the money. I think that's acceptable. Neither, man. I think, you know, we don't want to hear washed up.
And you know, that leads to another thing. Like, I think some people are just not motivated for certain opponents. That opponent just doesn't move them in that way to bring the best out of them. But at the same time, they want that paycheck. How do you personally feel about that? Because that might end up being your position one day. You might not be inspired, but what if it's 10 racks on the line? I mean, how do you turn down 10 racks even if you're not inspired to battle this person? How do you view that situation?
Me personally, I don't think I'd turn down it. I'd just battle them. But me, I'm even battling people right now that I'm like, okay, I know that this isn't a good battle. I know that this is like, whatever, and it's only just because there's nobody else to battle. But I still feel like it's on camera, man, and you don't know who's going to see it. You don't know who's going to view it. You want to give your best on everything. I didn't perform in front of a crowd before. You want to put – if you really love this sport or just in general, whatever you want to call this, if you really love it, you're going to have to put your all in every single thing. You never know who could be watching it.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that. Hey, man, you know, we got a few tracks of yours to play, you know. So let's get to that. Let's get to this first track that you got for us so the listeners can actually hear what you're working with as far as on the music tip. Let them know what you're cooking up.
Most def. I got the one with my homie Nuke. He produced it, Access Denied. That one right there, something nice. That's original and all that.
All right, so let's get to that. Access Denied by Mr. Fat Boy Raw in the building. Let's get it, CBR.
Access Denied. Access Denied. And that's when we was way younger, man. I was the middle verse, and
She did sound kind of young on there. I ain't going front.
Yeah, that was like 5-6 years ago, man. I see the progression of it. So, yeah, man, I don't even like the why we even. I just know my homie Nuke. I'm still rocking with him 5-6 years later. We been homies since, man. I want to say going on almost 15 now, man. That's my guy. And he was just rocking with it. He made the beat, and he had the hook, sampled the hook, and on Fruity Loops, and we did the damn thing, man. I don't even remember what was going through my head at that time.
So the track was original. That sound better than most of the stuff that's being played on the radio right now. Like,
you do.
You ain't, and that's original. Yeah. You ain't never trying to get that on the radio?
Man, where we at right now, man, we in the middle of nowhere, 559, man. If you look it up in California, you're going to see just nothing but fields and the cows and stuff. We not L.A., we not the Bay, but we do got the significance of L.A. and the Bay in our area. You know, we still California and all that, but we're not the city part of California, so it's kind of harder to make it out of this area. You know what I'm saying? So we did put it out. We had it. I've been on a radio station. Shout out to Homegrown B95, our radio station, local radio station. I had a lot of spins on there, man. And it's just that where we at right now, it's hard to make it. So that's why I'm doing this battle rapping the way I'm doing it so tough, because I can't get a name out here with this battle rapping. And I have been getting a name with this battle rapping. And after my name gets big in battle rapping, I'm going to take those fans and let them hear my music and enjoy my music as well.
What'd you say,
Ralph? Oh, you guys said something, my fault.
Oh, Nizzy. He's talking about you, Nizzy.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's a smart move. That's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah, man. If you look at it, if you think about it, a lot of people started from battle rapping. You got Biggie, he started from battle rapping. You got Eminem, he started from battle rapping. I saw somewhere down the line, French Montana, he was battle rapping. Meek Mill, obviously, started from battle rapping. You know, so I think that's a good way to get your name out there, you know. And I think it's just to show people that you are authentic, you know, you are the real thing. You're not just somebody just coming to the woodworks. You have history. You have the resume, you know.
True. Who is your favorite rapper of all time?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. That's real hard because I like so many people. I like all types of different styles. Slick Rick was my favorite for a period of time. Everything Slick Rick. Who else, man? I appreciate Biggie and Pac lyrics. I love them. You know, I just like their pen, and they're different. And people try to compare them all the time. Who's the best? You can't compare those two because they're two totally different people. Man, it's so hard. Right now, I'm slapping Future every day right now. So Future been the latest dude right now. That's all
who?
I can say. It was better.
Who did you say?
Future.
Future?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
I hate him, too. I'm sorry. Like, I can't.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I'm a lyricist to the fullest, like Kendrick Lamar and I'm a lyricist. Andre 3000, love the lyrics, period. Like, if you wanted to ask me what's my favorite genre of music in hip-hop, it'd be lyricism. Common, Talib Kweli, lyrics, period.
Right.
Reason why I'm liking Future right now, I never liked Future. I hated Future. I listened to his new album, DS2. This is the only thing I was going to give him a shot because I just didn't like Future at all. And his beats just hit. Like, I used to do a lot of dirt back in the day, you know, and I used to do my thing before I stopped and just focused on here. Talk about a lot of stuff that hits down the earth in the streets and stuff like that from a different perspective, you know, and his beats to follow with, the producing. So that's why I fell in love with Future's, not just his lyrics, but everything that he said, you know?
Is he like actually rapping without auto tune on the album, or is he every song auto tune like always?
You know what? I'm gonna keep it real. Future has his thing. What Future does is what Future does. So if it's auto tune in his voice when he's like sound like he's slurring, yeah, you got that. I'm gonna keep it real. You got that.
Now,
I want you. That's the song I would advise you to. The one that got me hooked. I'm gonna tell you the one that got me hooked. And maybe you'll listen to it and be like, okay, you know what? Let me try it again. I listened to Where Your Ass Was At. Now, if you listen to the song and you listen to what he's talking about with Future and Drake, he got a video and all that. If you listen to this. It's kind of like, well, where were you at when I was, like, basically grinding, when I was trying to get to the top? Where were you at? You know, and that really hit me, like, dang, well, all the people that's going to hit me later on, where was you at when I was really by myself trying and really trying to go to these battles by myself and going out of state and going out of, you know, doing different shows? Where was you at? So I feel that song. I like that song. And that's
right, you
got me
like
turned on to the whole DS2.
I mean, yeah, I feel you. I mean, definitely to each their own. You feel like you can relate. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I think you're trash.
But I
respect that, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got your opinion, and you feel like his music, you know what I mean,
but listen,
vibes you in a way where you can relate
saying,
to it.
Though. Yeah, I totally understand what y'all saying, though.
I'm sorry, man. I hate to say it. You know, I be thinking about it, too, right? I be like, damn. I'm so opinionated, I can never be mainstream anything because I'm the type of person that would say this person's trash. I'm sorry, I can't be political. I gotta just.
Man,
I find
nobody
named Tay Real,
because
I gotta keep it real. Like, you know, if somebody's trash.
I don't mess with J. Cole.
I'm sorry.
But I know J. Cole has the lyrics. I don't mess with J. Cole at all. I tried so hard, and I know he's a lyricist, but I can't mess with J. Cole.
But you would pick Future over J. Cole?
Music is
One song I just heard from you
is better than anything I heard from Future. And you're somebody that's on a grind that haven't even begun to reach your height yet as far as, like, where you plan on being. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. When I have guests like you on the show, right, and I hear y'all music and it's better than the mainstream rappers that got million-dollar budgets and top-tier producers and stuff, I think that's just ridiculous. Like, you're in a million-dollar studio. People like, I don't know which studio you're recording, but people like me, I record in my basement. Like, come on, man. Y'all really shouldn't be sounding better than y'all. That's ridiculous.
No, I think J. Cole is better than Future. Don't get that. No, don't get that wrong at all. No. Future isn't no lyricist. Future, he's no lyricist. He doesn't have the lyrics. What I like from Future is what he's just talking about and his producing. So let me just clear the air with that. What he's talking about right now and his producing is relevant to what I'm going through
right
now.
So you're not
saying
like he be killing it. He got crazy bars on these songs.
No,
just like
you just liking the
music in general, not necessarily his lyricism.
He's having a good 2015, let's say that, for me. For my ears, it's a good 2015 for him because I wasn't having it 2 years ago or a year ago.
He's
no way in shape or form. So there, if you really want me to squeeze out the best, because you keep popping in my head right now, I go Kendrick. Kendrick is just amazing.
That's
with
not
the
a bad, not a bad selection. I wasn't a Kendrick fan at first, but I've grown to like him. It started with the Control verse. Ever since then, my whole opinion on him changed, and I started listening to him, and I'm like, oh, wow. Because I ain't like that little thing he do with his voice when he did a little effect and make his voice sound funny. I always hated that. I thought that was so corny. But then I started listening to his bars and his wordplay, and I'm like, all right, dude is nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I give him that.
I've been messing with Kendrick since. I mean, I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, Kendrick is just my best because it just sounds like, well, of course. But, no, I mean, Kendrick, he is that guy for me, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, pen game-wise, because I've been studying him since he was even on, you know what I'm saying, Section 80. Like, I've been studying him a long time, you know. Like, that's who I really look at as far as pen game and stuff like that.
Yeah, no doubt, not a bad selection at all. Well, hey, man, right now it's about you, you know what I mean? You got another track for us. So,
Oh yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce this next track?
This one right here is the Cypher, man. This has got all the 559 that I rap with out here, man. You got Shay on there, you got Lot on there, and you got my boy too. He actually on there. He's rapping, so you guys get to him. And I'm the last verse, man. I kill it. This is another one. Duke, Nuke, he produced that. So shout out to Drees. And this is just another one that we got. City, man, it was low-key like an anthem, you know, so y'all enjoy it.
Life, cause I'm a beast, I'm a monster, alien amongst her. Dutch old bitch and leave her laying in a dump truck. Hey, I make a joke out of bitch, then I smile back like, why it's so serious? And I got these niggas mad, why you so curious? Cause I'm doing my shit and I'm leaving them delirious. I'ma bring it way back, just kicks in the cap. I'ma get this bitch hard, get your fucking tin strap. And I'm about action, you niggas about words. You don't wonder with me, I keep my target on the bird.
Bone from 559. You had Lot. Shout out to Lot from 559. And then you had my boy Dre Nuke. He was out there. He also made the.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all did y'all thing. You know what I mean? You definitely shut it down at the end. I joined his rocking, man. Y'all did y'all thing on that. How did that one come about?
That one came about, everybody just go to my boy for beats out here, man. So everybody know I do, everybody know how I rock. So everybody just came through one day and was like, man, let's just put something together. And he threw that beat on, so I was like, all right, let's go ahead and do it. And I just decided to go last, and that's how it happened, man. It was really no, for that one, it was really no thought process. It was just like, let's just do it.
Have a cypher, just going with bars.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, I hear. I mean, that's what hip-hop is about right there. So y'all actually...
Yeah, man, that was...
Y'all were all in the studio together when y'all recorded that?
Yeah. No, actually, we was all in the studio together, but different days. So, like,
okay.
One day my other homie would come, the next day he would come. So not everybody all at once, but I was in there for most of everybody's part.
You know, well, we living in an era, right, where... Now, you remember back in the day, if people did features together, they would be in the studio, they would write together, they would record together, and now it's becoming common to, like, you hear hit songs with, like,
this artist featuring that artist. And you thought they probably made it together. It's like, nah, he was in NY, he was in Boston, and they just sent it to each other. And it's like, wow, like, it just changed because of the technology. Now people don't have to fly out. Remember back in the day, you had to fly out to that person's town and go record with them. And even though it's convenient that you don't have to do that, something about that is just so hip-hop. And without that element there, like when I'm working with artists, if I'm not working with them in the studio and it's like just an email thing, I don't feel that same energy.
I don't think that calls for the song to be its greatest potential. It may be a hot song, but I think it could have been better if y'all had to, if y'all energy was in there on it together. You know, I love energy. I love to be face to face with the person I'm making the music with. Let's really create together. Let's really use our noodles together. Let's really come out with something beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think. I think that's what messes up now. You know what I'm saying? From the old school and the new school, I think everything is tainted now because of the internet. And I think that's part of the reason, part of it.
Yeah, technology, man. It changed the entire game. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but.
At some point, you're getting more exposure, you know, when you're using technology like Instagram, you get more exposure, but it's also you watered down. Like, I don't really care to see you no more because I see you every day on Instagram.
Yeah. Right.
I don't really care to see you. I don't care to go to your concert like that no more. I really don't care to have a conversation with you because I can just DM you and you can say whatever thing asks me. You know, and I think social media damages the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it definitely damages Meek Mill. Definitely damages Meek Mill.
Yeah, especially that.
If he did that on Twitter, he would never be in this position.
Exactly. I was watching the whole thing unfold with Meek Mill, like the price tour went down for Nicki Minaj and all that. So, yeah.
Hey, you know what? One thing I forgot to ask you, and I gotta ask you this: How'd you come up with the name Fat Boy Ralph?
Well, I always been low key big since I was in sixth grade, fifth grade, competing with my older brother, and he used to eat a lot. And me, I try to keep up with him, but see, he lost weight, I gained the weight. So I was always the chubby one. Well, I used to always get, like, teased or whatever, like, oh, you fat, da-da-da. But when I started saying, like, yeah, I'm fat, everybody stopped kind of saying, oh, he's fat. And, you know, they couldn't clown me no more. It's kind of like I clown myself before you even clown me. So now it's like, what can you do? I use that to my advantage. You can't do nothing if I'm already clowning myself. And people start sticking with that, and that helped build my charisma. And people start liking me. You know, he has the confidence to call himself what he is. You know, you can't call him nothing else after that. What can you do to hurt him? Because he already said what you're thinking.
No doubt. And then how'd the Darrell part get added to it?
My name is actually Darrell. So I just basically took off the duh part and put Rel. I wanted to still keep my name in there, you know. And I wanted to be witty too at the same time. Fat Boy, I want y'all to be like Fat Boy. Who the Fat Boy? Fat Boy Rel, you know, so, I mean, it's still kind of witty. You know, I think it's kind of intelligent at the same token. It has a little something at the end of it, something that makes you be like, well, who is he, you know?
Yeah, most stuff, man. It's always interesting, like, you know, hear how the stories behind people's names, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't go through so many, man. They used to call me Reckless Rel, too. I didn't went through Reckless Rel, Just Rel, D-Rel, Fat Boy, Big Boy, anything you could think of. Big, you know, I didn't been through all of them names. So, somebody just asked me today what was all my names I had.
If an up-and-coming artist like yourself is trying to do a track with you, are you open for doing features even if you don't know the person and never heard of them?
Of course. And right now I'm nobody, so I do my features for free. I feel like I'm nobody. Even if I am somebody, the people out there that supported me or whatever, I feel like I'm not even at the point of where I need to charge for verses. So, of course, man, everybody got to start somewhere, and I'm willing to work with anybody. it's always best to work with anybody because you never know who their crowd is. What if you hop on a track and their crowd is, they're wowed by you, and now you have that crowd list?
That's what it is. So, all right, listeners, everybody that's listening to this show, whether you're listening live or you're listening later to the archive, he said, this man said he's willing to work with you. He's not even going to charge you. That's a blessing right there to get a free verse because a lot of people, you know what I mean, haven't made it nowhere yet and still charge
exactly.
And don't have a name at all. So, you know what I mean? You heard the music speaks for itself. So, if you up and coming artist and you like Fat Boy Rel and you want him on a track, you know, how can they hit you? How can they get in touch with you?
Man, you can get in touch with me Instagram. That's PBR_BattleRap. Again, that's PBR_IBattleRap all together. Facebook, Darrell Bunnell. Hit me on Facebook, man. I'm going to keep it real. Never really used the Twitter like that because I thought it was always hard, man.
Yeah, I don't rock with Twitter like that neither. It's like you got to be like popular. Like if you ain't like some type of figure, super popular, everybody acting you and stuff, it's just no real action on that. You know what I mean? It's like it's like a popularity thing or something, man. I like Facebook
exactly.
Because you get to build relationships with people from scratch, and it's like so interactive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Yeah, they can get at me on those two social networks. I'm heavily on them, man. I'm on them every day. I'm networking every single day. I'm trying to work with any and everybody every single day, man. I love working with new people. You know, I like to see both of us blossom.
So that means producers, other radio show hosts, everybody.
Yeah,
whatever entertainment
everybody.
Field you in, you know what I mean?
I don't discriminate, man. I don't do no discrimination, man. I ain't prejudiced. I ain't racist. I'm none of that. You know, if you watch my battle raps and you see me talking about anybody in a disrespectful manner, that's my battling. That's how I do that. That's how I eat. That's payment. But other than that, outside of that, I work with anybody, man. Anybody.
Right, my man. Now, before we let you go, it's two things we gotta do, right? The first thing is just speak on the fact that you did agree to battle on our show because we do host battles on our show, CBR Championship Battle Rap. We call it that for a reason. We support battle rap. We bring battle rappers on. And, you know, we actually host battles, have battles over the phone battles. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're judged. We have guest judges and all of that good stuff. You know what I mean? And you did agree to it, you know, to do the battle. So, we looking forward to having you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And having what you bring. Because, you know, it's different battling over the phone because there's no cameras on. So that means you can't win with showmanship. You can't really win with charisma. Like, you really have to win with the bars and the lyrics and
the
punches.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to have them, man. So, yeah, I'm ready for it. I can't wait, man. You got me hyped up and excited about it, man. I'm ready to go ahead and put on for
you. I seen what you can do. And Nizzy, he agreed not only to do the battle, but we having that tournament for the championship. He agreed to compete in the tournament for the title. So you could be hearing the future CBR champion talking right now. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, man, that's what you're hearing.
You could be hearing it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that because we're gonna have a tournament, and at the end of that tournament, somebody's gonna be the champion, and then they're gonna. What our thing is, right, you know, after the person becomes the champion, you got to defend that title. If you defend that title successfully, five times successfully, we retire you as the undisputed CBR champion. Then it's somebody else's turn. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Most def. And when that's going to happen, man, I got full confidence in myself. I hope everybody bring it, you know, but I feel sorry for them at the same token.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Be friends later, but during the battle, I do not like hearing people be friends before the battle. It's okay to shake hands, be friends, and do a collaboration after the battle, but let's not be collabing and becoming buddies before the battle.
Oh, no, that's
you
never
my
business. And if I do a collaborate and want to be friends, I might be trying to get some inside dirt on you so I can go ahead and display that for you. So don't be no friends with me before a battle. If you're gonna potentially battle me, you don't. I'm dirty, man.
I'm gonna say he's gonna be the serpent.
If I find out, like, I mean, this, if people that's listening, if for future references to the people that want to battle me, man, I find out about a dead grandma, dead mama, dead anything, I'm getting on them. If I find out anything, man, I'm not gruesome. I'm not graphic, man, and it is what it is, man. I try to hurt your feelings, and I'm going to hurt your feelings, man. It's a lot of people that can't take that, so, I mean, if you can't take it, stay out that kitchen, man, because I'm
exactly.
Really attack it.
Yeah, talk to him, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Screw all that lovey-dovey friend stuff, man. Like, you know, sometimes in battle rap, when people that's friends battle and they hold back, don't battle somebody that you like in real life and y'all already developed a friendship, because we know
exactly.
You're going to hold back a little bit. We want to hear 100%.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I give 100% on everything. Even if I got a friend that say, man, I want to battle you, I'm like, you sure you want to cross that void, man?
We might not be friends no more, man. I know your uncle just got hit up like 13 times, and y'all just about to head a friendable Saturday. I'm sorry, I gotta talk about it. You know what I mean? And I could damage a friendship. I couldn't battle my friend because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's either go full throttle or don't go at all. And I would, I definitely feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a best friend, would you be able to battle him and really just expose him like that? Like, would you be able to do that to, like, this your top homeboy, you know what I mean? But y'all battle,
yeah.
He's challenging you. He's saying, I want to battle you, but I don't want you to talk about my grandfather that just passed away 2 weeks ago. But I want to battle you. Would you be able, for the sake of the friendship, still battle your best friend, but be able to like, leave out the personals?
I can leave out personals and battle you, yeah, and I can still kill you. You know, I think personals is really good for you if you're in person. Over the phone or, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it's good. I'll use mostly bars, but in person, mostly use personals. If he don't want me to use personals, I can still kill you with the bars. I'm going to just look at you a certain way, man, because at the end of all this, there should be no rules and none of this. And if you're my best, what I'm about, and you should already know what I'm going to do to you. So that should be your thoughts before coming at me. I still battle him, you know, but I'm going to be like, all right, you know, I could kill you, though. You know, I could really hurt your feelings, but, I battle you. I go ahead and give it to you.
That's what it is.
I don't get hard feelings. I know what this sport is. So if he get hard feelings, that's on him. And you're supposed to be the man. You know.
Yeah, right. No doubt, man. I seen your battles. So it's seeing your battles. It's so hard to pitch. It's hard to picture you holding back some information you got on somebody just from seeing your battles and your energy and your aggression. I feel like you probably would agree. Like, all right, man, I got you. You're my man. And then that battle rapping in you not gonna be able to hold back, and you're gonna have to just. Say, yeah, your grandfather got hit 13 times with that 9. I seen it. Yeah. Something like, I can see you doing. Like, I don't think the battle rapper and you would be able to hold it back.
Probably not, man. You know what? Hey, I might just switch in me, man, and it'll make me go ham. Oh, no.
Man, battle rap. You know what? They got to do, like, more, like, battle rap. Like, they got to do another battle rap reality show because. What more, like, you got this Love and Hip Hop crap and all this stuff, man, and obviously it's getting a lot of ratings and stuff, that's why it's still running, but, like, what could be more controversial than battle rap? I mean, because you're going to have real bars, real lyricism. I know they had the Total Slaughter, but I felt like they could have did so much more with it. And if you give the real, you ain't even got a creative storyline. Everybody got storylines. They battling each other. So go inside their lives. Go to their hoods and talk and let them live together, whatever. Like, it's so many ways you can put together a dope battle rap reality show.
Yeah.
And I think it could sell if they brought it to, like, television and presented it the right way with more controversy and more storylines. I thought Total Slaughter was too much to the point, straight to the battle, no real storylines. Like, give us a whole hour.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To, like, create the storyline and build up the buzz. This should be, like, 3 episodes before a battle happens. Let those storylines build. I bet you battle rap would get so much more popular.
It would be. It would be way more popular, man.
You feel me? I could talk. I love battle rap, man. I love it just as much as the y'all who actually battle, man. I could talk for hours and hours, man. But before we let you go, man, you got some bars for us, man? Because we always ask for our guests to spit some bars before they black out.
Oh, yeah, man. I can give y'all anything y'all need. What y'all want?
We don't care if it's battle bars, song bars. We don't care what it is. We just wanna hear it.
Okay. Let me see. Let me think. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
To all y'all, these bars. See, y'all don't want that fade shit. You know that May shit, but. I'm the type to box a knot for thinking he Astro and leave a nigga spaceless. I'm Jimmy Bones. That blade switch, a Taylor Swift, your face in, deflate your head from a grape to a raisin. Hell is what raised me, foaming out rabies, cannibal flows, bit limbs from dead babies, pit grip, sees his ligament and make his wrist twitch. I can rock a band, my gang go wolf the misfit. Switch bricks, causing your death is on the side of this. You can play cripple, we draw blood like phlebotomist. Gun so big, the I leave a nigga pale like Nazi skin. Now, I cut your feet off by the ankles, shove them down your fucking throat so you can play footsies with your kidneys. Televise this shit. We lie. Oprah Winfrey, you get an arm. You get an arm. We stretch him until his ribs bleed. Yo, bitch miscarry your daughter upon a 10 speed. Now, I'm the type of nigga to surgically sew your ass up and feed you peanut butter and soda to blow your abs up. Yeah,
man. Okay, yeah. That's what's up, man. That's what's popping. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to hearing you battle, man. For real.
Most definitely, man. Me too.
I look forward to all your upcoming battles, and I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you battle on our show, for sure.
Most definitely. Me too, man. And if anybody, like, if we got any listeners that's in California, man, September 5th, I'm going to be in L.A., Los Angeles, California, battling Perfecto. September 12th, I'm going to be in Visalia, California, 559. That's actually my home battle league, YPOP. Shout out to Nice. That's your player, Predator. We about to have a slamming show, man. So send Cal, stand up. I'm going to have a battle there versus Little and main event. We got a lot of money on the line. And then I go to Vegas, September 26th, AHAT.
Yeah, looking forward to all of them, man. Definitely, man. Hey, and when your battles, all these battles going to be dropped. I know the AHAT battle going to drop because they drop battles like hotcakes. But all these battles that you're having, these upcoming battles going to be dropping online?
Yeah, they are. They will be dropping online. They will be filmed, man. They should be dropping like a week or two after our battle. So by the time the middle of September, October roll around, both of those battles will be out.
That's what's up, man. Definitely keep me posted. When they drop, tag me or inbox me. I'm going to definitely check them out, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a whole schedule of battles still. Like, I got battles that go into October, man, but I'm just letting the fans know what I got coming up in September.
That's what's up, man. I definitely look forward to seeing more from you and see that resume continue to build up. And one of these days, you're going to get a known name. You're going to get a name that everybody knows, you know what I mean? And I can't wait to see that moment. I love to see people start their careers from the bottom and build their way up and start to get that reputation, you know what I mean? And start to get those names, you know what I mean? Because, you know, that's what it's all about, like getting your reputation up so you can get a bigger name regardless of how nice you are. So I'm looking forward to that, man. I can't wait to see you battling like a newborn or, you know what I mean, a lot of pay or somebody like that, you know what I mean?
Well, the best, King, I appreciate that.
Hey, no doubt, man. We appreciate you coming, you know, chopping it up with us and bringing your talents to CBR and being willing to compete in this battle, you know what I mean, spitting these bars, chopping it up with us, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Appreciate having you, man. It's always great to have talent on here because without y'all coming on this show, it wouldn't be just sit here blabbing our mouths. We wouldn't have no exclusives, and that's what it's really about, introducing that new talent to the world. That's our contribution to hip-hop and battle rap, so it's always a pleasure.
No doubt. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, man. Thank you very much.
All right, no doubt, bro. That's what it is, man. And, hey, that was Fat Boy Ralph. You know what I mean? You heard the songs. You heard the bars. You know what I mean? You heard the man. He said he won't charge you to do a collaboration. You know what I mean? That's it ain't a lot of people doing that right now. You know what I mean? It's some people doing it and they suck. Some people doing it and they nice, but some people be bluffing. Trust me, I know. Some people bluff, some people play games. You know what I mean? You got a brother right here that's down. He's hungry, willing to do it. You know what I mean? Compete, battle, collabs, all that stuff. You the proof is in the pudding. You heard it. You know what I mean? There you have it, Fat Boy Ralph. Nizzy, your thoughts on Mr. Fat Boy Ralph?
He definitely is very confident in pretty much everything he's doing right now. He's confident. I like that. I like that he's confident and he's eager to get out there, you know. And he said, you know, he knows he's, you know, you either like my music or you don't. You know, I respect you either way. So, you know, he's keeping him a buck. But I can't wait to see him in the battle, though. I can't wait.
Yeah, this next competition. I think every competition we have on the show gets better and better. So I think the one, since there's something on the line now with the title, I know everybody competing and definitely Rel is going to bring their A game, and I cannot wait to hear it go down. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be epic.
I can see him and Cracks going at it.
That would be a nice battle. That would be the aggression and the energy. That would be a nice battle.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Cracks did his thing that last battle we had. He went haywire. He did his thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homie King Flo too. He did his thing. He did his thing too, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that was on the last card we had. You know what I mean? C-Dot, Super Black, the homie. You know what I mean? This is what we do. CBR, we build bonds and relationships with people. It's not just about, once we bring you on a show, you're an ally at that point. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you need us, holler at us. You know what I mean? You got something popping. You know, hit us up. You got a new album coming out. You know what I mean? You're working on a project. You got a new bat, whatever. Like, stay in touch. You know what I mean? Anybody that's on the show, stay in touch after we had a show. You know what I mean? You got dope stuff coming. We promote it with it. You know what I mean? Share it. You know, bring you back on the show. You know what I mean? All of that good stuff. You know what I mean? It don't stop here. It's just a start. You know what I mean? Keep those bonds going. It don't never end. I tell everybody that come on the show. You know what I mean? For everybody that's listening, if you're listening live, just know that after this show airs, you know, it'll become a permanent podcast. You can listen anytime. You know, in case you might have missed some of it live, you know what I mean? You can always listen again once the show finished airing. Just go ahead and click it, and you can listen from beginning to end, wherever, pause, rewind, all that good stuff. And we're also on iTunes. Just type in It's Real Talk Radio in the iTunes store, and we'll pop up. Every show we ever did will pop up. You know what I mean? You can check us out that way. So if you're an Apple, if you're an iTunes-type person, you can hear what we do, you know what I mean, by going to iTunes and hear all of our podcasts, CBR, you know what I mean, our Wednesday shows, all that good stuff, you know what I mean, it's what we do, man. It's CBR here on It's Real Talk Radio with T-Real and Nizzy Nay. We about to get out of here. Shout out to Fat Boy Ralph for coming through, chopping it up with us. Catch us next week back at our usual time, Tuesdays, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. We out of here. Catch y'all next week, CBR.
Yo, this your boy Mark 2, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Championship Battle Rap on It's Real Talk Radio. You can email us or hit us up on social media at RealBattleRapRadio@gmail.com. Catch our archive shows, by going to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal.
Yo, this is TayReal. You can catch our live shows by going to that link or dial 347-838-9540.
Once again, shout out to all the listeners, and we'll catch y'all next week. Same time, same place. CBR.